Hello, it's your host Christine, and welcome to 우명 Cast, where you can listen to great teacher 우명's words of wisdom. Today's story is called Man of Steel, a story of God, not human. Man of Steel is finally out. It is directed by Zack Snyder, the director of 300, and produced by Christopher Nolan, the director of the Batman trilogy. Man of Steel had already become hot news even before it was out in theaters. The actual result was that a brilliant film was completed with tremendous action scenes developed by Zack Snyder, whose talent was already evident from the film 300. It was superbly harmonized with the power of drama by screenplay genius Christopher Nolan, whose talent was already recognized by the public through the Batman trilogy. A thought hit me while I was watching this film. It is entirely different from any other superhero films. I've watched so many superhero movies like the Spider-Man series, the Batman series, the Iron Man series, and the Avengers. However, they were mere men for the most part. But Superman, the hero in Man of Steel, is portrayed as a god. If you have watched the film, I believe many people would agree with my thought. You get to watch action scenes in the film with open-mouthed astonishment. The best of the best is the scene where Superman fights against the villain, General Zod. It is not much at all to say that it is a war of gods. They have an overwhelming combat that humans cannot even think of joining. They wildly fly through the sky, breaking through buildings and fighting each other here and there freely in the universe. If I felt that other superhero films were the stories of mankind, Superman from Man of Steel was regarded as the story of God. As mankind is helpless against God, many soldiers and combat planes try to stop the villainous party led by General Zod. But they are helpless with their mere human power. Only Clark Kent, Superman, can fight and defeat General Zod and his party. There is another key point from this film. There is a right time for everything. Kevin Costner's excellent performance stood out. He portrays Jonathan Kent, the father of Clark Kent, who always protects Clark from other people because he is alien and has a supernatural power that ordinary people do not have. Jonathan has been advising him that people are not ready yet to accept who he is, and so he must wait for the right time. He has been telling him all the time that people would cooperate with you one day. Clark himself always feels sad and depressed that he is different from other ordinary people. Every time, his father consoles him and encourages him by saying that many people could be saved through Clark's talent someday. Since Clark has a wise father, he has grown into a person who is able to protect people against the enemies who threaten mankind. The film Man of Steel is a masterpiece. The elements of action from the film 300 and the elements of drama from the Batman trilogy are cleverly combined to entertain many audiences. To conclude, let me introduce a writing of teacher 우명, a real teacher of the generation, who has been devoting his entire life to wish everyone in the world could be enlightened to the truth and live happily forever since he became the truth. From stop living in this land, go to the everlasting world of happiness, live there forever. Man would not know even if truth came or left. A cloud lingers. Many clouds have come and gone in the empty sky, but there is not a single trace of them. I show people the origin of truth, but they are unable to see. They cannot see because there is no truth within the human mind. In the many ages that have passed by, countless people have tried to achieve truth without knowing its meaning and purpose, what truth is. Innumerable traces of their efforts remain. But no Toin, a person of truth, has ever existed. Perhaps because man has tried to find and achieve truth within himself and did not know that truth means to be born in the land of truth by discarding himself so that only truth remains. If someone had achieved truth, then there would already be a method to become truth. Countless people sacrificed their precious youth seeking truth, with only sighs of regret to show for it. And after a lifetime of years wasted, they died of old age or sickness. Time has taken those regrets in their lives, and the years just pass on while no one knows where those who could not achieve their purpose have gone. And later, after many years passed, many people would have drawn up their own delusional images of truth, so that to each would have been his own thoughts. In the past, a hero was a person who killed many people, while a saint was one who talked about truth and prophesied its coming in human form. Truth must come as a person in order for people to become truth. A completed person must come in order for people to become complete. All the scriptures have talked of this happening someday, but not a single person knows when that day will be, nor would anyone know even if it had arrived, because there is no truth in man's mind. All that exists inside his mind are the preconceptions and habits from the pictures he has taken. And bound by those self-centered conceptions and behaviors, he cannot know the true will of truth. People do not know even if the Savior comes or if he goes. Only those who have become truth will know. We hope you enjoy today's insightful poem by great teacher Umyeong. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on Umyeong Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Umyeong's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Umyeong Cast is sponsored by Maom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Umyeong, please visit umyeong.org.